waiting for you to take it. She's doing all that. And she's recently entered the field of graphic novels for DC Mix. She's doing an incredible comic in the adventures of a bunch of misfits. It's called Plain Janes. It's about their quest to use art form as a route to personal salvation. Yeah, that's a good start. She's a nominee, actually, in tonight's Outstanding Writer category. We're so pleased she's traveled such a long distance to take part in year four of the Joe Shuster Awards, all the way from the West Coast. Would you welcome, please, Cecil Castellucci. Cecil.
And if you take 72 years and cut it in half, until 35. And I can tell you exactly where I was today, 35 years ago. I had a small studio set up in my parents' apartment. It was an old edition vehicle that's drawing board, and I was drawing at 10 today. And 10 days from now, June 24, Quebec National Holiday, I quit my job. I had a good job, civil service, paid well, pension plan, the whole package, and I walked away because I thought I wanted to make a run at being a full-time professional comic book artist. I never looked back. In August, when I turned my pages over to the printer, and Captain Quebec was published in September 1973. And here's another thing, the very first national pan-Canadian television interview I ever did was here in Toronto. CTV flew me out to appear on their morning show at 10 at a.m. on Friday of Labor Day weekend, 35 years ago. And well, there I am back in Toronto with Captain Quebec. The intervening years were busy. Well, I had some great successes, college achievements, and there were hard times too. Anyone who's a freelance cartoonist knows what I mean. But through all these years, through the good times and the tough, it was always interesting because of the people I met and the people I worked with. I worked with a lot of fantastic artists and great writers and brilliant editors and fantastic art directors, courageous publishers, and there are a lot of people who are responsible for me being here tonight. And I'll spare you all of this, but names are really just one. And her name is Denise Descon. Denise has been my confidant, my counsel. She's been my constant companion. She was here with me 35 years ago, and she's here with me tonight. So I just want to say, bless you, Denise.
Can you make her stand up?
She's very shy.
Oh, okay.
And she would probably be mad at me.
Oh, that's right.
Want to thank the jury, of course. I'd like to thank James Whaley and Kevin Boyd and their group because they are responsible for these awards and they brought us all here today this evening. I also want to thank my publisher, Nabastek, Frédéric Routier, and Lamé Gou, who made it possible for me to come out, to pick up this award, to see old friends, and to make lots of new ones. I thank you for this wonderful honor. Merci beaucoup.